98.5. Star 98.
You know what your problem is? You're too damn good looking.
What?
Best thing that can happen to your face is an industrial accident.
On Star 98.
Couple of dates in, Gary and Julie are just hanging out, which is cool. You got to love it. A couple of dates in. They went out a couple of times. Dinner's out. And then it happened.
No. Okay.
One of those where it's like, I tell you what, I want to cook dinner for you. You come over to my house. We don't have to go out. We can stay in.
Okay.
And he's like, Gary's like, hell yeah, this is good.
Let's do it.
Right. Then we can have dessert. Hey-o!
Okay, well, I don't know that that was in the email, started reading this and you're like, give me that. You're taking too long. I'm like, okay, go ahead.
Situation is this. So now they're at dinner. Everything's going terrific. And
they're at her house?
Her house, right. Okay. So she cooked dinner. And she has like one of those little dogs, like a little Pomeranian or something. It's like 10 pounds, small little thing. And then it happened. And then all bets were all of a sudden off because he was appalled when the dog, this little lap dog, got up on his hind legs and put his front paws on her leg at the dinner table. And she began then to feed the dog from her plate with her fingers.
Okay.
So the dog basically is begging, you know, comes up on it, like right, nose right up like by the table.
Okay.
And she takes a piece of whatever they were eating at the, I don't know what they were eating, but a piece of food and like feeds it to this dog for the, during the entire meal.
And he can't handle it?
He can't deal. He's like, this is over the top. I love my dogs too, but this is ridiculous. I don't feed my dogs human food, and I certainly don't feed them from the table. He's got a major issue.
This is not going to work, Gary. This is where you need to part ways, because she loves her dog and will love her dog more than she loves you, especially if you start telling her how she should raise her dog.
Wow.
And so this is not going to work. It's not going to work.
I agree it's not going to work, but it's not for that reason.
The
reason is you can't be feeding the dog from the table when you're trying to have a romantic
meal. Her table and her dog and her house, and she can do whatever she wants.
Nah, man, that would bother me.
No, because when she wants to have the dog sleeping in bed, he's going to have a problem with that. When she wants the dog on the couch cuddling with him, he's going to be like, oh, dog shouldn't be on the furniture. It's not going to work.
Listen, it's like how you raise your kids can make a determination as to whether or not you want to continue the relationship.
Right, this is not going to work.
I agree it's not going to work, but it's not because it's her thing. It's because she is over the top with this dog.
I don't think that's over the top.
Oh, yes.
Now, listen, I don't.
Yes,
I had a when Hannah Baby had pancreatitis, and that was, she had to be on a very strict diet. I stopped all any little bits of human food. It was just whatever they were eating, cat food. So I wouldn't feed my cats from the table. But if you're animal comes over and is sitting there, you've never just, oh, here's a piece of whatever.
No, not from the table. Not like handing from the table to the mouth while you're trying to eat as a family or as a couple
or
whatever.
Your kids, I bet, sneak food to Keon under the table all the time.
If you drop something and he picks it up and eats it, fine. But to actually have
dog... Hey, Fluffy, here's a little piece of whatever.
To have the dog be a part of the dinner table is ridiculous. Is totally ridiculous.
Oh my God.
That's why it's not going to work. It has nothing to do with, oh, it's her table.
No, it's not going to work because I think he's jealous of the dog.
Oh, come on. 393-1985. Deal breaker with this dog eating as a family
Gary,
at the table?
You need to move on. It's not going to work.
393-1985, our last date update on Star 98.
I am absolutely disgusted when there is a dog in the room while I'm eating. I love dogs. Don't get me wrong. I don't mind if they're, you know, on the couch with you, cuddling, stuff like that. But while I'm eating, if there's a dog sitting there staring at me or, you know, trying to jump up on the table or anything like that, I will stop eating. That is just gross.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And I think that's where Gary's coming from, which is why I'm saying this is not going to work, because she loves the dog and will not see a problem with that. And it's your personalities of animals and where they can be in your house is not going to be compatible. So that's going to lead to more problems down the road.
Absolutely. I'm single, and if someone was doing that, like if we were on a date at their house and he made dinner and the dog was like right there and he had no problem, I probably wouldn't go on another date.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Total deal breaker. Thanks
Absolutely.
For calling. Star 98, good morning.
I totally think it's a deal breaker, but
I just want to tell you really quick a story. When I was a teenager, I babysat for a family.
Okay.
And when I had to feed the kids supper, when the parents got home, the dad put the frying pan on the floor and let the dog lick it clean.
I almost wanted
to throw up when I got home because I ate from that pan that was probably licked out of before.
Oh, man. We're all pet lovers. I mean, we are. But it comes to a point where you can't be feeding the dog from the table.
What if she had a plate set at the table for the dog, geez. And he had his own plate and his own dish?
Come on, man.
No. And if the dog's licking her hands and she's putting her fingers in her mouth, then he's got to kiss it. Ugh. No.
Like I said, if you want to do that as a family, that's one thing. But if you're trying to start a relationship with somebody and you go that far with having the dog being that much a part of your family, that would be a deal breaker.
But if he says to her, hey, I don't think you should feel... No, that's not going to work. Like, she loves her dog and wants to do that. So that Gary just needs to find someone who does not feed the dog at the table. And that is a better compatibility.
Can't he say something?
No.
If that's their first time at a dinner table together, and she's feeding the dog instead of him, the dog will always come first.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that. And she needs to find somebody. No, she needs to find somebody who would not have a problem with that. Gary has a problem with that, and it's not going to work between them.
That part's true.
Wake up and turn it on. Steve and Laura.
Star 98.